Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
It's going to be a warm weekend. Johannesburg tomorrow, 14 up to 32. Pretoria, 17, 33. And Mbombela, 14, 33.
On the road, some issues in Midrand. There's been an accident, which is now a stationary vehicle, on the N1 North after Allendale Road. The traffic is queuing there. And then in relatively the same area in Buccleuch, an accident on the N1 North at the Buccleuch interchange. The traffic is heavily backed up. It's also affecting the N3 North heading towards the Buccleuch interchange.
The Bulls rope in Johan Huisen at number 10 for the semi-final against the Sharks tomorrow, and all eyes on Kaizer Chiefs and Nasreddin Nabi as the new season kicks off.
The DA has terminated the membership of Ronaldo Gous over racist remarks in a statement in a video a few years back. He's one of the new DA MPs who was sworn in during the first sitting of the National Assembly. Here's the National spokesperson Willie Okamp on their decision.
He therefore forfeits his Democratic Alliance seat in Parliament. This decision follows a thorough investigation conducted by the DA's Federal Legal Commission into the allegations against Mr. Gous. The Federal Legal Commission found Mr. Gous guilty of contravening several sections of the DA's constitution.
In other news, the Bella Bill has been signed into power this morning in the absence of the Minister of Basic Education, Siviwe Gwagube. Her party, the DA, is opposed to the bill in its current form, and that's why she stayed away. She did, however, indicate that her department will implement the bill. Now, it's causing a lot of criticism, but political analyst Goodenough Mashego says that she was within her right not to attend the signing ceremony.
Minister Gwagube showed a principle there that even though she's a minister in a cabinet of Cyril Ramaphosa, she is not willing to compromise on her principles, because it would have been hypocritical for her to criticize the Bella Bill before elections, but now to change her tune when she is in cabinet.
The ANC Secretary General Fikile Mbalula left the family home of Pravin Gordhan in Pretoria just a few minutes ago. This after paying his respects to the former political veteran's family. Pravin died this morning at the age of 75.
We are here to celebrate the life of a giant, a hero of our people. As the ANC, we commit ourselves that we will participate in the discourse and the national debate about the life of this giant.
Executive Director at the Ahmed Kathrada Foundation, Nishan Bolton, has reacted to scornful commentary on social media following the news of Gordhan's death earlier today.
I was horrified the last 3 days to read the vitriol that was being spewed out, particularly on X. It was just the most disgusting content. I am, however, very happy this morning and going forward on all of the mainstream media, there's been a very different appreciation of Pravin.
He was among several speakers who paid tribute to the late minister at a press briefing in Houghton a bit earlier today. Gordhan will receive an official state funeral, and this will happen next week, Thursday, in KwaZulu-Natal. And finally, did you know that the EU imports are responsible for 16% of global deforestation? That's according to the World Wildlife Fund. So in December, a new law will be implemented to curb this by banning imports of products linked to deforestation into the EU. Now, this includes goods like coffee, cocoa, cattle, soil, timber, palm oil, printing paper, you name it. Germany is, however, asking that the EU delay this bill, joining those who are criticizing the regulation.
All the music you love, all the songs you smock.
It's the Jonas Brothers.
Just like your exes in the room.
This is The Weeknd.
Take my breath.
It's Ariana Grande.
It's Lady Gaga.
Hey there, world. This is Adam Levine from Maroon 5.
Hey, it's Dua Lipa.
On the station.
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM. That sounds like you.